Log Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. We just thank God for being able to come to you today. And this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We're glad to be able to come to you today on this beautiful day, the 4th of July. And every day is a blessed day. And we just thank God for being able to come to you today. And today we're going to be talking about hope and hope in the Lord. And that's what we want to talk about today. And we're going to be coming to you today from the 14th chapter of St. John. But before we do, we're going to come to you in prayer. Precious Jesus, we thank God today for this beautiful day, for everyone on the line. And we just give you honor, praise, and glory for what you are doing, because you have been so good to us, God. And we praise you for all your many blessings you bestowed upon us, God. We ask you to bless everyone that's on the line, God. Bless them with a beautiful day, Lord. If there's anyone on here that's hurting today, that's in pain today, Lord, we ask you to touch their bodies, God. And we ask you to lift their spirits and let them know that there's hope in Christ Jesus. Because you sent your son, God, that he died, gave his life for us, that we might live, oh God, and be able to go back with you when you come for us, Lord. We thank you, God, for this beautiful day, God. It may be raining somewhere where someone's at. The sun may be shining where others are. But we know, God, that we have hope in you today. We have life in you today, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct us, and help there be something said that someone will know that we have hope today in you. Lead and guide us throughout this day, oh God, and help us to be a light shining in darkness, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we know there's hope in the Lord today. So we're going to be talking about hope in Christ Jesus today. We're going to be coming to you, Luke, St. John, the 14th chapter. It says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you into myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." And that's giving us hope, knowing that he said he go away to prepare a place for us. And that where he am, there we may be also. And that's why we got hope today, because we got hope in Christ Jesus. And that's why Satan tries to come and steal our hope away. And that's why people commit suicide, because they think, oh God, I don't have nothing to live for. I don't have nothing today to live for. And some people are sad and down and out today because they've lost loved ones, or they was looking forward to this day to celebrate. And some people have got the whole week off because it's doing the 4th of July celebration. And some people have been out celebrating ahead of time. And some have out, there's been mass shootings and different things have happened where people were celebrating, and some people have lost lives and all. But we've got hope in Christ Jesus today because of him. And he loves you. And he knows how to reach way down and touch the heart of the people. People is suffering today. But Jesus said, "I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." He loves you today where you at. And we can trust him regardless of what we are going through. We can depend on God to see us through. He haven't forgot about you. He knows where you at, and he will meet you where you at. Some may be out on drugs. They don't know which way to turn. But God is able. All we have to do is say, "Lord, look down on me today. I don't know which way to turn. I don't have no one to turn to, but he will meet you where you are at. He knows what you're going through. He knows all about you. Even the hairs of your head are numbered. He knows your name. He cares for you today. And he will see you through regardless of how dark it may look. He knows all that you are going through. He hasn't forgot about you. But he's able in time of trouble. He's able to reach way down and pick you up. I went through some hard times in my life. When I was young, my husband walked away from me when I was 24 years ago with three small children. He walked away from me, and I was hurt, crushed so bad. And he walked away from me with three children. I didn't have a job. I didn't have a job. And he walked away from me and left me with three small children. But God, he took care of me and those children. I wasn't one in the streets after another man. I loved my husband. But God took care of us. And eventually I got a job and went to work. And he helped me raise those children. He took care of me. He took care of me. I was saved, too. I was saved at the time. But God took care of me and those three children. In 7 years, I was alone with those three children, trying to raise my children. Yes, as time went on, I strayed away. But through that time, God took care of me and those three children. And I raised those three children. And as time went on, I did stray away and got involved with another man and finally married him. But God didn't forget about me. God will take care of you. He will take care of you. He won't throw you away. He will look after you. He will take care of you. When people seem like they forget about you and you all alone, God will not forget about you. You can call on him in the midnight hour. God will take care of you. I went through different things in my life. I made a lot of mistakes. But God did not forget about me. As time went on, I made different mistakes. But as years went on, I made different mistakes. But you know, as time went on, and I got divorced from this man and married another guy, God still had mercy on me. But as time went on, and as my children got grown, I ended up getting pregnant and had twins. But God didn't forget about me because he knew I loved him in my heart. But as time went on and my kids got grown, they had children. But you know, God put me back with my first husband. Put me back with my first husband. And we got remarried. And God saved him. And I got saved back in church. God saved him, and God put me and my first husband back together. We in church, we serving God. My oldest son bought us a new home. We living for God. We've got a good life, and we love the Lord. God is using us. God will work it out in your life. God gives you hope. Satan tries to destroy you and mess your life up. But God can give you hope. He can work things out in your life. But Satan will destroy, he'll try to destroy you. But if you serve God, I love the Lord. God knew I loved the Lord. Even though I made mistakes and went astray, But God knew I loved the Lord. I wanted to serve God. But let me give you some scriptures about hope. Hebrews 11 said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You can't see faith, but faith is the substance of things hoped for. That's the word hope. The evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Praise God. Now look what he says right here. He's talking about going back to where he says, let not your heart be troubled. For you believe in God, believe also in me. Now we're going to have to trust God. We're going to have to trust God. Hope. Satan tries to lose, make us lose hope. And when we lose hope, we lose faith too. And he wants us to give up and throw our hands up and say, oh, I just want to give up. I want to just take my life. I want to just throw life away. And he know if we lose hope and we take our life, we lost. He wants us just to give up everything. And people will. A year or so ago or whatever, this beautiful girl that lived in Charlotte, she was a beautiful girl. I think she was a lawyer and all that. And she threw her life away and gave her life up. Satan took hope away from her. And she killed herself because she thought she didn't have no reason to live. That's what Satan wants to do. He wants you to just throw life away. When you don't have no hope, you don't see no reason to live. That's why he wants to steal hope from you. But Father, Jesus came that we might have life, have it more abundantly. Let me give you another scripture. It says in 1 Peter, it says Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 13:13. Let's go to that. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Let's go to that. 1 Corinthians. We need to keep hope alive in our life. Cause if he can steal hope, we'll take our life. We'll throw it away. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Don't let him steal your hope. That's what Satan wants to do. 13:13. And now by the faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity, that's love. Faith and hope goes together. Then hope works together. And he wants to steal that from us. But Satan is a liar. Faith and hope works together. Now, hope is the substance of, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It works together in us. We need to keep that alive in us. It works together. That's just like the air. You can't see the air, but you see the effects of the air when it blows the trees. You know that's the air moving through the trees. You can't see it, but you see the effects of the tree, of the air moving the trees. So that's what faith is. Faith works together because it says, faith that works is dead. But we have to believe in it. Hope. Keep that hope alive. You praying for something. You keep praying. Because sooner or later, God's going to answer that prayer. He's going to answer that prayer. It may not happen overnight, but he'll answer it in his own time. Praise God. Don't give up on God because he won't give up on you. You have to keep wait on the Lord. God don't work in 24/7 like we work in 24/7. We live in the 24/7 time zone. But God don't move in our time zone. He don't work in time like us. Praise God. One day with the Lord is like 1,000 years. But we live in 24 hours time zone. But God don't move in 24 hours time zone. So we can't look for God to work in our time zone. See, So we have to wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, because he'll work in his own time. But we have to wait on him and believe when we pray, he hears our prayer, but we're going to have to live holy, knowing that he's going to answer when we pray. That's why we have to live according to his word. If we know we're living according to his word, he hears our prayer. Praise God. And he's faithful and just to answer our prayer. If we know we're living according to his word, when we pray, we have a petition that he hears our prayer. If we love him like he tells us to love our neighbor as ourselves, when we pray, he hears our prayer. So we got hope to believe that he's going to answer our prayer. Praise God. So let's listen. Let's go to another one. Let's go to 1 Peter, praise God, 11. 1 Peter 1:13. Let's go to 1 Peter 1:13. Praise our God. Because God's faithful. He's not like man. Man may say, I'm going to do something. And then man don't do what he say. You can't trust man. Because man will lie. Man will lie. He won't do what he say he'll do. But God is faithful. He'll do just what he said he would do. So you can't trust. You can't trust. And then man may mean what he say. And then something could come up, and man can't do what he said he would do. 1 Peter 1:13. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Wherefore, girdle up the loins of your mind, be sober in hope, to the end, for the grace that is in is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashion yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance. Okay. Wherefore, girdle up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end, for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So let's go to Luke 12:32. Let's go to Luke 12:32. It's how you learn what God is telling us to do. 12:32. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So when we pray, you believe what God's word tells us, because God's word don't lie. So we can hope in what God tells us. Whatever God says he would do, he's going to do that. We don't have to fear what God says. But we can hope. God says he would answer our prayer. God will answer our prayer, because God's word is true. And he'll give us eternal life in Christ Jesus. But we have to learn to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, because he will do what he says. But Satan wants to take our hope away. So we can always hope in Christ Jesus. So always remember what God said he would do for us. He will do it in his own time. And we can trust God. So don't lose hope in Christ Jesus. So Jesus sent his son because he loves us, and we have eternal life. So let's read some more of this scripture where it tells us. And listen what he says. The way, the truth, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he says, and whether I go, you know not the way. And said Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you know not me, you know not the Father. Also, if you know me, you know the Father also. And from henceforth you know him and know him and have seen him. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father. Jesus said unto him, Have I not been long with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that has seen me has seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that the Father is in me, I speak unto you. I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake, because I and the Father are one. So see, we have to believe what Jesus Christ said. We're going to end up going back with Jesus when he comes for us, because we're going to be able to live for him for eternity. Well, we have to live according to what the word says. So we have to have hope in Jesus Christ. So if we don't have hope in him, we can't go back with him. That's why Satan wants to steal our hope away. That's why people give up, because they don't have hope in Christ Jesus. But I want to encourage you that are on the line, keep hope alive. Keep hope in Christ Jesus. Regardless of what it looks like, yet those that are going through so many different situations, keep hope alive. Don't give hope up. Because if you give hope up, you won't have no reason to live. Those over there in Ukraine that's going through all that devastation, keep trusting in God. God have not forgot about you. Those that have lost loved ones, God have not forgot about you. He is still taking you through. He's still going to make a way for you to make it. He still loves you. He's still going to see you through. Even in the darkest hour, God still loves you. Now, the mic should be open. If anyone has a question, you feel free to answer. You feel free to ask. You feel free to comment, however you want to express yourself. If you have a prayer request, you can feel free to say whatever you'd like to say at this time. Praise the Lord. Thank God for everyone that's on today. And we just thank God because we know that so many is going through situations. They're devastated with all the shootings and all this going on. But we know that God is still in charge. And he has not forgot about you. Regardless of what Satan is doing, God is still in charge, and he loves everyone, and he knows when to stop what is going on. Satan is running a rampage, but God loves each one of you that's on the line, and we want you to look up, because God is still in charge, and he loves. This is his world. This is his world. And even though Satan is on a rampage, his day is coming. And God knows when to stop Satan. So we want you to be encouraged today. We want you to look up, because God knows the hurt that you're feeling, but he has not forgot about you. He has not forgot you.
Amen.
And he loves you today. He loves you today.
Yes,
and he knows
when
to turn everything around. So be encouraged today. He knows tears.
Mm-hmm.
He knows broken hearts. And he knows what to do. So just keep hope alive. Keep hope alive.
Yes.
Because without God, he said, we can do nothing. He says, without me, you can do nothing. But
Amen.
God has the last say. He has the last say.
That's right.
And we're just going to continue to pray for one another. We're going to continue to lift up one another because he tells us to pray for our brothers and our sisters because we are our brother's keeper. We are our brother's keeper. And we know God is in charge. We know he's in charge. He's seen everything that's going on.
That's right.
Father, we're asking you right now to look down on your people today.
Yes,
look
Lord.
Down on those that are suffering and hurting today, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Look down on those that don't know which way to turn. There's so many that's hurting today, Lord. But we ask you, God, to stretch out your hands today, Lord. Comfort your people today for this hurting, Lord. Comfort them today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, comfort them, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, you know who they are. You able, God, to reach way down and comfort the hearts of the people. Father, have mercy today, Lord. Have mercy, Lord Jesus, because you able, Lord. Without you, God, we can do nothing. But we know, God, your spirit is everywhere. You know those that are yours, God. You know all about it today, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we know this is your world. We know Satan has, he has the power of the air, but God, this is your world, Lord. Oh, God, and when you say it's enough, Lord. Those that have lost loved ones, God, you know all about it. You know all about the mass shootings that's going on. You know all about it, Lord. But you said these days was coming, Lord. And the Bible is being fulfilled, God, right before our eyes, God. And we know, God, we can't stop what's already been written down. But God, your will is going to be done, Lord. But we trust in you, Lord Jesus. Our life is in your hands. God, we ask in you to have mercy, God. Comfort the people's heart, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift our voices up to you, God. Oh, God, nobody, God, can fix it but you. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, comfort the hearts of the people that's hurting today. Those that don't know you, Lord, comfort, God. God, comfort the hearts of the people, God. Have mercy, Lord. Comfort the hearts of the people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that don't know you, Lord, God, comfort the hearts of the people, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in your precious name, you know what they're going through, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You know all about it, Lord. You know all about it. God, you full of compassion, Lord. You know all about it, Lord. Comfort your hearts in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you said all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth it shall die. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you know, God. Oh, go to the hearts of the people, Lord, right now. So many suffering, God. So many suffering, Lord. Sinners with people suffering, Lord. Oh, they're hurting today, Lord. So many is hurting today, Lord. God, have mercy, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord, have mercy, have mercy, Lord. You know all about it, Lord. Father, you know all about it. We ask in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
We ask in Jesus' name, Lord. Your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Your Lord. Your Lord.
Yes.
And we say shalom to next time. Shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom. Lord, have mercy. 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 Yes, Lord. Yeah, I'm through. I'm through.